I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time now for Coffee at the Merck. Let's get together with Paul Ramo and Chris Shelstead and see what's happening at Madison Mercantile, a very special place right at the south end of Madison's Main Street.
Welcome, everybody, to Coffee at the Merck. Paul Ramo here along with Chris Shelstead. Chris?
Hey, we're having coffee at the Merck, but we're not at the Merck.
We're not at the Merck today.
Nope. We're at the Prairie Arts Center. So
the historical Prairie Arts Center.
Yes, this beautiful building that you and I both have great memories. A lot of people in town and all over the listening area have great memories in this building. So it's so exciting to be able to kind of activate this building and get a lot of good stuff going here.
That's right. So if you're planning on coming down to the Merck quick to watch the radio show, sometimes we have an audience.
That's right, but not today.
Today
it was just me and you and a bunch of empty seats here at the Prairie Arts Center. But
we should do a radio show from the Prairie Arts Center stage sometime.
We should. We could do get a script and we can read the parts. It would be a lot of fun.
It would.
Now you were in plays here, weren't you?
Well, yeah, and you were too.
Yep. Sure was.
You just gave me a tour downstairs, and there's so many pictures of mostly all the plays ever here on this stage.
Yeah, there's so many cute pictures down there. The pictures start from about 1983 on, so you and I were in some shows a little before that.
Before that.
Yes, but we're going to find those and get those out there, too. But, you know, you look at all those faces, and you realize just what a great time they had here. And I was just telling somebody today that being in a play, my very first play, is pretty much my first line is exactly where you're sitting right now, Paul.
Do you remember your first line?
It was a scream in the dark. Just a scream, so I'm not going to do it for you.
Okay.
So it was a scream, and it just, being in theater really does give you some confidence. It gives you this sort of ability to take things as they come, learn your lines, and react. And, you know, it was just such a great experience to be in plays. Made some really great friends, lifelong memories, and this building, you can just feel it. There's just so much good that's happened in this building.
My quick memory is, if I'm correct, I think it was the first high school play ever on the stage here. It was called Cheaper by the Dozen, 1974, somewhere in there. And I was the father in Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh, nice.
You know, I've never been so nervous. You're supposed to get nervous before a football game or a wrestling match, which I did, but nothing compared to being backstage on opening night.
Yes, it's just butterflies and crazy, but then the minute the lights go down and you come out there, it's just so much fun.
Yeah.
So we're really hoping, you know, now that the high school has its own performing arts center and all that, it doesn't get used for the high school plays anymore, but let's do some more plays, some community theater, some one-acts. I'd love to get some children's theater here. You know, the Lac Parle Players do a great Christmas show every year, and they bring some other things to town. But, my major goal really is to get some kids' music or theater productions going.
Let's back up here a little bit and tell our audience a little bit that how the Merck got part of the Prairie Arts Center here.
I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but Wayne Borstead bought the building from the city, and people thought he was going to tear it down, but nope, he put in a bunch of money into the building, and then when it was finished, he looked around and said, hey, how about you guys accept this as a gift?
Oh,
and
wow.
We were kind of flabbergasted, and we went, oh boy, yes, absolutely. We had to vote on it as a board, but there was no dissenting at all. Everybody there had a great experience in the building. So now the challenge is to schedule performances, get things done, and to pay for it all, Paul. May have been a gift, but there's some maintenance and operations costs that we hadn't planned for.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
So one of the ways we're doing that is with the steak fry tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, a steak fry.
Yeah, I love the steak fry that we have at the VFW. And, you know, every week or every month, the steak fry lets a different organization make a little money at the steak fry. So it's the Prairie Arts Center's turn tomorrow night, and you'll see some of the Merck staff and everybody running around trying to serve you some steaks and cooking up some steaks and things. So please, please, please take a minute. Come on down to the Prairie Arts Center. Or excuse me, VFW.
VFW, don't come
show up here for a steak. But if you come down to the VFW tomorrow and get a steak and talk a little bit about what you'd like to see happen at the Prairie Arts Center, so that's exciting. We have a matching grant we're working on, Paul.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the Nibby Family Foundation gave us a nice little grant up front.
Wow.
But then they challenged us to raise $10,000, and they will give us another 10 if we raise 10.
Oh, wow.
So this is really exciting. It'll go a long way to getting things done this year at the Prairie Arts Center. So we've already gotten a couple of really nice donations. We've raised a little bit of money, but we need to move forward. The sooner we can hit that 10,000 mark, the sooner we'll get another 10, and we'll start scheduling some really great stuff here at the Prairie Arts Center.
All right. So tomorrow night, Tuesday night at the Madison VFW, what was the time again?
I think it starts at 5:30.
Maynard can tell us
Maynard
later.
Maynard will tell us later. That's right.
Maynard knows everything.
I know. I got to be there at 5 to start getting ready.
All
but
right.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
All right.
Yeah, and you know, we do music at the Merck and events at the Merck, but sometimes we have an organization or event that needs more space.
Yep.
So we can sit 20, 30, 40 people pretty comfortably at the Merck, but here we have up to 200 seats.
Yep.
And so it's going to be exciting between what we can do at the Merck and what we can do here at the Prairie Arts Center. We're going to bring in some big names. We've got some great music lined up for you, Paul.
Awesome.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, Paul Ramo and Chris Shelsett here at Coffee at the Merck. We're actually broadcasting from the Prairie Arts Center here in Madison. We're on the stage. I'm on the stage. You're off the stage.
Yes. I'm sitting by the stage. Yes. But it's beautiful, and there's just so much potential here. We're very excited to get it going.
What's some of your fun memories here at the Prairie Arts Center?
Well, my first play was The Diary of Anne Frank. And that was like many people, and it was kind of like, okay, just get out there, right? And a lot of one acts, the one act plays were really exciting because they were short and it was a competition. So I think, you know, all of those plays were great. We just had a good time hanging out in the building, you know, when you're waiting for your scene or waiting for your lines and everything. But now that the building's been redone, it's got this beautiful basement. We can have birthday parties. We can have all sorts of stuff in the basement. I'm looking forward to having weddings in this place. You know, all sorts of great things can happen here.
And you have someone that's going to kind of oversee it a little bit.
Yep, we did. We hired a guy to be our facilities and operations specialist. His name is Ash Gibbon, and he's going to help us out over the next, forever, I hope, because he's got everything that we need. He's an artist. He's a musician. He's handy. He can do social media. So we're really excited to have Ash on board, and hopefully we'll get him on the radio next month.
Yep, that's right. Okay, so that's what's happening here at the Prairie Arts Center, and what other things you got going on, Chris?
Well, back at the Merck, we've got some music lined up. We're trying to get the whole summer planned so we can have you, so you guys can know up ahead of time what kind of music's coming up. We had to cancel last Friday night's music with Tom Listel because the weather was just kind of iffy.
Yep.
So we've rescheduled that to the 27th of March. So Tom Listel and the Lacey Brothers will be here for that. And then the next day, some of our old favorites, Georgette Jones and Lee Canton, will be back for music. So we have a whole weekend of music, March 27th and 28th.
Good.
Yep. And then looking farther down the line, we've got a bunch of different things happening. Of course, we're going to have our series of Charlie Roth Presents, where he brings some of his friends up here, some of the same people he's brought up in the last couple of years. We've got the Flying A's, we've got Dan Raza, we've got all sorts of great music. But one I want to highlight is a guy named Michael Shines.
Michael Shimes?
Shines. S-H-Y-N-E-S.
Okay.
Like the sun shines, but with a Y.
Okay.
So Michael Shines is a Minnesota artist. He's getting kind of a lot of traction. He's got a couple of songs that are going a little viral right now. So he's going to be here at the Prairie Arts Center on June 6th. I know it seems like a long ways away, but it's right around the corner.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it.
I know. And then right after that, we're going to have Aaron Kerr and the Dissonant Creatures. It's a big jazz band we're going to have right here on stage at the Prairie Arts Center, and they're going to hopefully work with some kids ahead of time and have some local folks get up with them. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to include Danny Jimenez in that. You know, Danny is a local guy who worked for the Merck for a while. He's a music teacher. His wife's a music teacher at Lac La Parle. But he recently got a grant to do a CD of jazz percussion. So hopefully he can showcase some of his new stuff for us in June, the second week in June. And then we're really working hard to plan the Prairie Arts Center reunion. We're going to open up the building. If you've ever been in a show, come on up and do some of your lines. Call or we'll have Cheaper by the Dozen waiting for you.
I did Bride Comes the Yellow Sky with Julie Olson from Madison.
Okay.
That was a one-act play.
Well, there you go. We can find that.
Me and Julie probably could do a scene.
Yeah,
if
we
remember.
I think we could do it. So we just
That's a great idea.
It's going to be fun. During Dragon Fest, we'll have music inside the building, outside on the yard, and just kind of let everybody share their memories about their times at the Prairie Arts Center. That'll be in July during Dragon Fest.
I know the new pastor at Calvary Baptist Church, Pastor Brett Carey, and his wife Elise, they're very musical, and they've already, Pastor Brett's always been, been on the stage here.
We had open mic a few weeks ago here at the Prairie Arts Center, and it was magical. We had a four-year-old singing a punk song accompanied by her dad.
Oh, wow.
And we had an 87-year-old doing poetry. So, and then somewhere in the middle there was the new pastor, Pastor Carey, was in there. But it was a lot of fun. It's a little different when we do open mic at the Merck. You can see everybody's faces. It's kind of more nerve wracking.
Mm-hmm.
When you do open mic here with the lights on, you can't really see people out there. So maybe it's a little bit easier. I think you feel a little more anonymous on stage here. So
good.
Yeah.
Talk about the coffee. It's March, and
we have some specials.
Yep, and I've already tried two of them.
Yeah, did you try the Girl Scout one?
Yeah, I tried the Girl Scout one this morning. That was excellent. They're all excellent.
Yeah, Kim and Amy and Paige and the girls, they all do such a great job of coming up with these ideas. Just very, very inventive and something different all the time. So I'm excited about that. I brought you a special coffee
today. Oh, yeah, you did. What did you bring me?
Well, it's a little different.
Okay.
As they say, it's a little different. So
is that going to mean that it's good?
I don't know. You'll taste it and you'll tell me, okay?
All right.
So, you know, we have coffee, of course, at the Merck, but we also have kombucha, which is, you know, a fermented tea. It's good for your belly. It's got a lot of probiotics and things like that. So this is actually a coffee-flavored kombucha.
Coffee-flavored kombucha.
It sounds a little weird.
Crack it open. Let's try it.
Okay, everybody. I think it's a little different. It's called Berserker. Berserker. Be healthy and happy, it says. And it's made in Minnesota. It says do not shake because I think it would explode.
Okay.
So coffee kombucha, I'm not sure. We're going to see if... I'm going to let Paul try it on the air.
We'll try it live on the air. I like coffee. Yeah, this is different.
It's different. If you've ever had kombucha, it's kind of vinegary flavored.
I was going to say a little vinegary, but it's not bad.
It's not bad. It tastes like vinegar and coffee.
Yeah.
I couldn't help myself. I saw it.
It says be healthy and happy on the can.
It does. It
so I'm healthy,
work.
Healthy and happy now.
Okay, well, you have to finish that and let me know if it does anything for you. So that kind of...
You got great, nice things like that.
Yeah, we've got some healthy, fresh things. We've got some really gooey, good baked goods. But I want to highlight that we are diving deeper into local products. So right now we have locally raised eggs from Toad Hill Farm. They're super good. They're just really yummy. Nothing like a farm fresh egg. And we have this Millerville Creamery Butter.
Oh.
Which is made up by Alexandria, but there's not very many creameries left in Minnesota, and this is one of them, and you can taste the difference. It's a really good butter. You only need a little bit on your toast.
Okay.
And then we're carrying Redhead Creamery cheeses as well. And then we're going to be having more sourdough and more other baked goods. And this is exciting. Tomorrow the plumbers are here. At least they told me they were going to be. And we're going to finally break ground, but cut up cement, I think is the right term, to get our bigger shared kitchen up and running. So the work is finally moving forward on the shared kitchen and food aggregation space. So
that's right. That's good. That's a big project, the shared kitchen thing.
Yeah, it'll be a big project. But when it's done, there'll be kitchen space, commercial kitchen space for anybody to use. If you want, if you have an idea, you got a food truck, you want to start a catering business, you want to try something out, we'll have the space for you. So it'll be exciting.
Okay. Chris, this has been fun broadcasting from the Prairie Arts Center today.
Yeah, I feel like it's been more dramatic.
Yeah, it is.
Here we are doing drama on the
stage. We're doing drama on radio.
Oh, by the way, the steak fry is 5:30 to 7:30.
Thank you, Paul.
Maynard.
That's okay. I've been called worse.
Okay, hello.
What's that, Maynard?
I said I've been called worse.
Okay.
Thanks, yeah. Maynard. Yeah, see you guys tomorrow at the steak fry.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Yep, and that's another... Cheers.
Cheers. Coffee at the pack.
At the pack.